This is the New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show. Football! Every score, every game, every coach. You'll hear it all from this week in high school football. The New Way Forward Football Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7 is also brought to you by Bruner, Reinhardt and Morton, Feld Fire, Mackey Motors, Outlaw Graphics, DMAC and Carroll, New Way Forward, Gatorade, Curb Appeal, and Motor In. Now let's get you caught up with all the scores.
We welcome you to the conclusion of week four of the Iowa high school football season here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. It is the New Way Auto Group a scoreboard show. Casey Miners, Jim Molitor, Todd Danner, Mason Nealon will join us. Might get Jeff in here if we're lucky later on in the night. We'll talk with all the area coaches, run through all of the district scores as well for you throughout the night. Again, we'll talk with Carroll Tigers head football coach Craig Rowiter, Kemper Knights head football coach Ryan Steinkamp, Austin Stolk of Arweva, Sean Burks of Audubon, Nathan Lindsay of Coon Rapids, Baird, Eric McCullough of East Sac, Dave Prescott of Glidden Ralston, Corey McCarville of IK Manning, and Brian Case of South Central Calhoun. And Jim, before we get into a whole bunch of stuff, it was a very successful week for the area schools.
Yeah, so far so good. So I think we pretty much got them all.
We'll run you through some scores when we come back. We'll also talk with coaches. We're back here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
We welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM at Kick 106-7. We'll start running through some scores that we have. We are missing a couple of them yet, but we'll start in Class 3A District 6. Carroll loses to Lewis Central and Lewis Central's homecoming tonight. Tigers get a late touchdown in that ball game, but miss an extra point as Lewis Central wins 35-34. It's Harlan 28, Denison Schleswig is 0. We don't have a score yet for Seidel or Green County. Atlanta gets by Storm Lake 47-22 tonight. Des Moines Christian over Crest. 44-31, and then a game that was played last night, Des Moines North beats Perry 30-13.
All right, in Class 2A District 2, the Kemper Knights were successful on defeating OABCIG 43-22 for their homecoming. Okoboji squeaks by Spirit Lake 10-7, and we're still waiting for a Southeast Valley Estherville Lincoln Central score.
We'll move to Class 1A, District 2. South Central Calhoun bounces off after a homecoming loss last week. They beat South Hamilton on the road 35-14. Emmitsburg and Pocahontas, they're in a tight ball game. It's Emmitsburg on top 28-21. And East Sac County drops one on the road tonight to Manson Northwest Webster 41-19.
In Class A, District 8, it was Woodbury Central getting by the Wolves of IKM Manning 21-7. West Sioux shuts out Akron Westfield 38-0. St. Albert's thumps West Monona 42-14, and we're still looking for a Loma and Westwood score.
We'll move to 8-man District 9, where a lot of the area schools are at. Audubon continues to roll as they knock off Cam tonight 66-0. As Coon Rapids Bear with another impressive win. They blank Griswold tonight 72-0. Boyer Valley wins at home over Glidden Ralston 34-6. And last time we knew, Arweva was up 33-6 at half over Exira Elkhorn Kimball. Hopefully have a final coming in that one for you later on throughout the night. We'll step away, take a break. We've got Nathan Lindsay, the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders, going to join us and talk about their big win tonight, 72-0 over Griswold, when we come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Clogged gutters, dirty windows, lint-filled dryer vents. Don't wait till it's too late. At Curb Appeal of WCI, we make home care simple. Our gutter cleaning protects your roof and foundation from costly water damage. Our dryer vent cleaning improves airflow, lowers energy bills, and reduces fire risk. And our winter cleaning leaves your home brighter, streak-free, and full of natural light. Protect your home, save money, enjoy the view. Call Curb Appeal of WCI today at 712-210-9580.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me now is the victorious coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, Nathan Lindsay. The Crusaders took care of Griswold tonight, 72-0. Congratulations, coach. Tell us a little bit about your ball game.
Yeah, the ball game went very well. I mean, again, when you win 72-0, there's not a whole lot to complain about. I will say the one thing we did well tonight was we came out and established a tone early, and we played four full complete quarters of football, both like varsity guys, and then when we got our JV guys in, you know, there was no letdown. Like, just everyone, the whole football program in general, played four full complete quarters of football, which is what I'm probably most proudest about, at least with these guys.
Okay, so, you know, you just made that comment you got everybody in. So you've probably played a JV game or two. How many of those have you played leading up to tonight? So, you know, those guys at least got games played within their own ability group, you know, and now a little bit more varsity action.
Yeah, so we've got one JV game under our belt, and then, you know, some of our JV guys are like second, third string guys anyway, so they are getting, you know, meaningful varsity time, which I think is why there isn't such a big letdown when we rotate guys in. Like tonight we had Andrew McAllister, who's our backup running back, go off for 100 yards rushing, a little over 100 yards rushing, which anytime we have a backup running back come in and pick up the, you know, not let down what Caden and Ethan do, then, like, there's not a whole lot to be upset about.
Oh, absolutely. So tell us how Caden and Ethan did tonight with their stats.
Yeah, Ethan got back to doing his thing on the ground. He had also a little over 100 yards rushing and three touchdowns. You know, Caden did his thing. He had one passing touchdown. Caden had a big week last week, and then it was Ethan's turn. It's just always good to have a dynamic duo like that, that you know, you never know who's going to have the night. Some of them, sometimes it's both of them, sometimes it's one, sometimes it's the other one. Like, you just never know. But it was Ethan's turn tonight, and then Tucker Lewis had another good night on the ground and through the air. He had almost 100 yards passing with two touchdowns. And then, yeah, Andrew, like I said, had over 100 yards rushing and two touchdowns. So, again, when our backfield for both varsity guys and JV guys don't, there's no slippage there or anything, it's always good to have those four, I guess, back there.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we've scored the 72 points and talked about the guys that did all that. Let's talk about those linemen. Tell us about those linemen and how good a job they did tonight.
Yeah, the line, I mean, again, it starts, I mean, we have great playmakers in the backfield behind them, but it doesn't start without those guys up front. Like, Jackson right in the middle, he gets everyone moving, and then our two guards, Griffin and Nolan, do their job, and then Eli at tight end does his job. It's just all four of them in practice and do their thing, and then they translate it into games on Fridays, and there's just, I'm beyond proud of them for constantly showing up every week. There hasn't been a lot of letdowns, and, you know, I kind of challenged them this week that, hey, let's not start small. Like, you got to, you know, do your thing out there, okay, instead of waking up in the second, third quarter, you know, start doing it in the first quarter, and that's what they did tonight.
All right, so, again, with the big zero you put on, so you had to have some great defensive play tonight. Obviously, you kept them out of the end zone. So how about some talk about the defense tonight?
Yeah, Griffin and Eli on our ends had good nights tackling-wise. A lot of solo tackles for the both of them. A lot of tackle for losses. Eli had a safety, it looks like. Sam Hoffman's another one, new guy that we, you know, were given an opportunity to see if we could, you know, get some stops on defense after last week. And he had, you know, a handful of solo tackles and some TFLs and even a sack. So, I mean, those three that were the big three that that helped. And then, obviously, anytime you shut a team out, it's a handful of guys doing it. Like, it was just a big, big win defensively for us, especially after the week we had last week. So it's always good to bounce back well, and we challenged our defense. And it was great to see them respond in the way they did tonight.
Well, that sounds good. You know, you got everybody in. You don't have any injuries heading into next week. And so we'll talk about next week a little bit here quick. I see you're hosting our Weva next week, and that'll be the game on KKRL with Casey calling it. What can you tell us about our Weva and leading up to the game?
Yeah, next week's a big game for us. It's homecoming that week, big game. Our Weva's a good ball club. They have the Regala kid who's a heck of an athlete. I mean, just watching him on film, he does his thing. He's like our Caden and Ethan. He's just like, you know what he's going to do, and it's just a matter of if we can stop him. I mean, hats off to him. He's a one heck of an athlete, and we're going to have our hands really full with him. But I think we're going to, you know, watch the film, make it plain and simple. Just if we can contain him and limit everybody else, I think we'll be all right. So hopefully we come ready to work at practice this week.
Well, hey, good luck to you and the Crusaders next week, and hopefully you'll get a homecoming victory for the Crusaders.
Yes, hopefully that's the goal right there.
All right. That's been Nathan Lindsay, head coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, fresh off a 72-0 triumph over the Griswold Tigers.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
We welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on Kick 106.7, as well as KCIM, Casey Miners, Jim Molitor with you guys in the studios as we're going to recap all of what happened here in Week 4. And Jim, hard to believe, officially for a lot of our schools, but Carroll, we're halfway done with high school football season already.
Yeah, it's gone fast, and you know, we've had some good results with our area teams. We still have, what, two that are still undefeated in Audubon and Kemper.
Yep.
I think Coon Rapids has lost once.
Yeah, Glidden's lost twice.
You know, everybody's doing well, you know, and doggone, you know, Carroll High's three losses have all been less than a touch, you know, a touchdown or less, every one of them. So,
yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's football, and you got to get ready to play.
Yeah, we will take the way the teams have played here in Week 4 so far. And, Jim, you had a chance to talk with Nathan Lindsay, head coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. They are on a roll offensively the last couple of weeks. Sounds like Caden Oswald had a pretty big game tonight again.
Yeah, Nathan was really happy with the way everybody's kind of meshed and bought in, and they've had a good little run, but you know, next week with our Weva coming for homecoming, it'll be, you know, Mm-hmm. It'll be a little rivalry game, you know. You got, I mean, Kuhn and Arweaver, they're not all that far away from each other, and, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Hopefully the Crusaders can come home with a victory.
Speaking of homecoming, the Kemper Knights pick up a big win tonight in Class 2A District 2. They beat OABCIG 43-22. And, Jim, that matchup, a lot of people thought might decide that district. Kemper now puts themselves ahead, I think, going into the Week 5.
Oh, they definitely do. But, you know, Okoboji's sitting there on the schedule, and they're undefeated also.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is, you know, it's funny as I was talking to Bill Kane at the golf course, and he's an Okoboji grad, and of course a Kemper teacher, or, you know, was a Kemper teacher, and he said this is the first time since he was in high school in the late 60s that Okoboji has been ranked. So he was really pretty proud of that, and, you know, Spirit Lake's not a bad football club, so
they were a state runner-up a season ago.
Yeah, so, you know, now they get a 10-7 victory over Spirit Lake, and, you know, I'm sure, and I believe the Kemper Okoboji game is the last game.
It might be. You'd have to check the schedule.
I'm not 100% positive, yeah. But I think it might be that last game of the year.
Yeah, towards the end of the year. We will speak with Kemper head coach Ryan Steinkamp. We come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Big things are happening in Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
Welcome back here on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show as we're visiting with the head coach of the Kemper Knights, Ryan Steinkamp, after he gets a nice big victory over the Falcons of Otobold Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove. And coach, came out a little bit sluggish tonight, and they came out ready to throw fists on the running game, and you guys just had a battle through it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of credit goes over to BCG. They did a great job, good game plan. And, you know, we definitely had some old self-inflicted wounds, too. You know, some penalties that, you know, that kind of hindered us to start. That's my fault to see 12 guys on the field. That's a bad start. And then, you know, our tackling's got to be better. And that's on me, too. That's something we got to practice more and stuff like that, too. So, but kids responded in the second half. So I'm really, really proud of their efforts there.
It looked like halftime you guys maybe made some changes to the front there a little bit, got some more pressure. And then those guys just kept running backwards for you as your guys were getting the pressure in the background and dropped them. I think they actually finished with 20 yards less than they had at halftime for a total yardage tonight.
Yeah, I thought, you know, our D-line, they did a great job. They're on the field a lot tonight, too. You know, and I thought overall those guys played great. I'm really proud of them.
Let's talk a little bit about Deal. He did a good job. You also had Jack Bating out there just getting that pressure on Jensen and really kind of messing up some plays defensively.
Yeah, those guys played great. That was fun to see, too. Like, we kind of talk, you know, part of this, we've only had one sack all season. I was like, guys, we got it. We got to get after it more, too. And you know, and they answered that call. So that's so happy and proud of them.
I said it when it happened, and I think it was a big part of the game. But right at the end of the second half, Otobold Arthur took 7.5 minutes off the clock. Looked like they might find their way into the end zone. But right on the last play, Braxton Vanami sold out, two hand slaps the ball to the ground to prevent a score there before halftime. You guys come back out. I mean, that seemed to be a momentum change and a big stop for you guys.
That was huge. You know, look, that was a hidden play of the game. But yeah, that was massive. That was Braxton going all out. And yeah, coming back, they score. They're all bigger. They get the ball to start too. You know, so that was a big play for sure.
You know, it's easy to talk about the defensive side of the ball, but offensively, you guys put up a few numbers too. Brock Bating threw the ball around. It didn't look like Jaron Hoffman was going to do much tonight. And then there in the second half, he was able to get up over 100 yards again for a night.
Yeah, the offense did a great job, you know, taking what was there and just making plays. And, you know, I need to get them the ball the more. The first half, we probably had, what, 7 or 8 plays in the first half?
Yeah, I think a total of 10 offensive plays in the first half.
Yeah, and that just because our defense couldn't get off the field, you know. And that goes to OABCG. You know, they came in with a different game plan, made adjustments, and we couldn't just get those big stops that we needed throughout the game.
You got the big win tonight. What's it mean to a team like this to come out? I mean, three of the first four games, you're just battling against some of the top-ranked teams in the state, and you come out on top. How do you keep that and keep building that?
The kids know, like, and I know it, and them, the coaching staff, like, they're never going to quit, and they got a lot of heart. You know, that was honestly what was kind of our biggest halftime adjustments is, guys, we just need more heart. We got to get the field in third down. We got to make the plays, and it just takes a little more effort, a little more than you got. And now they responded well to that, too. And we have great kids that, you know, want to give their best, too, and I definitely saw that tonight at times.
Looked like a couple of injuries, so hopefully everybody gets checked out and things are good, but might be a few there that got dinged up here tonight.
Yeah, and that's an unfortunate part of the game, too, is hopefully we'll get a report from the, you know, how those guys are doing, too, and hope to see you guys healthy next week.
Any guys I missed that you think we better make sure we get out there? Because sometimes we forget a couple of them that should definitely. I know it was a whole team effort, though.
As far as, like, players that really stood out to me, I mean, I really thought, Griffin Glenn had a great game, too, you know, offense and defensively, too. You know, going against some really, really good players from them, he did not back away. Bray Alford did a really nice job, and offensively and defensively, and just, you mentioned Dylan and Jack Bain. I thought overall did really good. I mean, Sean Healy always gives his best ever, too. He does his greatest to see those guys out there playing hard.
Coach, congratulations on the victory, and best of luck next week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Dom.
That is the head coach for the Kemper Knights, Ryan Steinkamp. As they get a 43-22 victory over the OABCIG Falcons here at the Carroll Football Stadium. I'm Tom Hockamp. You're listening to the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
Welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM as well as Kick 106.7. Week 4 of the Iowa High School football season officially wrapped up, and we are already halfway through the football season for most of our area schools except for Kemper. We've heard from Kemper Knights head coach Ryan Steinkamp. They picked up a big win on homecoming tonight, 43-22 at home at the Carroll Athletic Stadium. And then we also heard from Nathan Lindsay of Coon Rapids Baird. They won tonight 72-0 over Griswold, so a big district win for the Crusaders going into a week next week where they are at home against Arweva for a big matchup there in 8-man District 9. Speaking of some 8-man football, we'll step away, take a break. We got Ottawa Wheelers head coach Sean Burks joining us. Wheelers pick up a big 66-0 victory as they keep rolling so far this season. We'll talk with Coach Burks. We come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
New Way Ford Scoreboard Show here on at Kick 106.7 and on 1380 95.1 FM KCM. Jeff Blankman joined right now by Sean Burks from the Ottawa Wheelers. They pick up a convincing 66-0 victory tonight down at Cam in a showdown for what we thought was going to be a showdown here in the district. Coach, congratulations. People are going to talk offense when they see 66-0, but this was a defensive beat down here tonight.
Yeah, you know, they had one first down. That was on the JV late. Negative 22 yards on the night or whatever it was. So impressive. Our guys up front, the D-line dominated that game. I mean, and our guys up front on the offensive side, I thought for the most part, blocked really well. So
yeah,
you give credit to those guys for doing their jobs. Our skill guys will say the same thing. I think, you know, Austin and Brody Weber didn't have any catches tonight, and they're basically two more offensive linemen.
Right.
You know, defensively, Austin and Carter tallied with our three D-linemen. Those five play in the box where our three skill guys in the secondary, you know, can just cover for a few few seconds. They don't have to the scramble drill. I remember any lapses in coverages. We really didn't let the quarterback out of the pocket much to scramble. Just across the board, I thought our defense played really, really well tonight.
They look focused from the opening go because you guys fumble on your first possession. They get good field position at the 37. If I remember right, they didn't gain anything and had to punt the football away. Were you surprised in a way that they punted in your territory early, knowing with the way you guys usually can rack up points?
A little bit, but early in the game, midfield, you turned it over to us, and now you put us in fourth down territory. I didn't blame them there. If they would have gained a few yards, I think probably fourth and five or less, they'd probably go for it, or at least hard count or try to draw us off sides or something. But I think it was fourth and eight or nine. They didn't really get much going. Right. They didn't have a great feel for that. So no problem there. And I thought we did a really good job of responding. We fumble, and all of a sudden it's adversity, their ball, and defense right away ready to go.
Talk about the offense then, and you guys kind of getting it rolling. Aiden Kiergaard had a lot of success early. You went to Kaspabauer there more in the second quarter. Did you guys able to spread the ball around? You talked about the blocking up front. Those guys are so patient. That's what really jumped off the board for me.
Yeah, when we're at halftime and we're talking about, we're going to leave the varsity in for a little while, or sometimes we go to like one and a halves where we sub in some of our older guys, and Mason stands there and raises his hand as I'm talking and says, "Dude, guys, if you get in there, running backs, backs, if you're carrying the ball, be patient.
Right.
It's gonna hit here. We're kicking out here. The guy's wrapping." Like, just he sees that and can teach that. I think that's what's probably the most impressive thing about Mason. I could have told it to you when he was in middle school.
Right.
Refereeing him in fourth and fifth and sixth grade, his patience, his vision, and now he's added the athleticism to it.
Right.
So now you have that fundamental, that vision with a kid that can run away, run through you. I'm really impressed with the way both the quarterbacks and the running backs. Carter had a chance. Mason had a chance. Later in the game, Brody Otten got a chance to run with the big guy. The way our little pin pull buck sweep action hits, once you get to that crease, if that backside guy isn't flowing much, it's there. And if they're overflowing, I think early in the game you saw one where I think it caught by for a holding, but Aiden did the same thing. We pressed a little inside lead, they over pursue, and he has the cutback lane. So you force a lot of one-on-one tackles, and our guys up front and our skill guys blocked well. We didn't throw the ball,
right?
And our guys up front are okay with that. Austin and Brody, two captains for us, two senior leaders, and Brody had the job of blocking down on Bauer all night, and he was a key to where we were going to do. If he was going to be on one side or the other, it was going to dictate what we were going to do, and they didn't really move him around as much as I thought they might play that game. We were ready to make some audibles and switches, but we just pretty much let Brody Weber block down all night, and I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, Coach, the one thing, too, you talk about that offensive line and the patience of the guys running. There was times tonight where early it didn't look like you gained much, and then you look up and you're like, oh, that's a six-yard gain, because they were controlling the line of scrimmage. It didn't look like a gain, but it was 6 yards because the line of scrimmage moved.
I think that's probably the thing that we talked about, that I talked about to our coaches and our kids in the offseason and in the fall camp, was the way Mason runs and Carson runs and Aiden runs, and the way our offensive line is built, and the way you throw in Brody and Austin on that offensive line, really, is Mason's not going to get hit for a loss. He's not going to fall backwards. He's not going to stop his feet. Carson's going to look for contact, and Aiden's got enough of that track speed and that forward lean with the way he runs. We had one of those on film a couple weeks ago where I was like, oh, looks like it was going to be second and nine, and Mason turns it into a 13-yard gain because he breaks a couple tackles, and even when he does get bottled up, we don't block it well, second and six, second and five, we're not getting a lot of second and longs.
Defensively tonight, it's hard to not really focus on that. Were you surprised at all that the Bauer kid didn't touch it much? Because when he came in, he wasn't having success at the quarterback position. I thought it looked like early that they were maybe going to have a little bit better success trying to throw the ball, but then you guys started collapsing the pocket on him as well.
Yeah, we had game plan for maybe more of a 50-50 split based on how much they ran him last week. So we pretty much had two total defensive splits where we were, we had a Kaufman series and a Bauer series, and we scouted that. And then as we got here, as the kind of the week progressed, I thought a little more where they might just throw it 35 times and just run curl and go. They're 8-7 on film. They threw it up to him against Kuhn. They threw it up to him against FM. I thought they'd take maybe some more max protect 50-50 shots. But I also get where they're playing the long game. It's maybe a district title field tonight.
Right.
As soon as you feel like maybe it's out of control, you want to make sure you're as healthy as you can be, because they go to Glidden next week in a big district game.
Yep.
They've got Xyrie HK. They've got Arweva still left on the schedule. So they've got a lot of big ones as far as the district goes. So I also get trying to keep your best player as healthy as possible for the long game, and that's part of it.
You guys get up 44-0 at halftime. What was the conversation? Because you knew you weren't going to play starters much after that.
Just a couple quick adjustments of how we were going to block a couple things,
right.
what the adjustments would be, and then kind of getting that to the JV of, hey, you've been playing scout team all week. Here's what
right.
we're seeing. Watch the varsity guys in your positions. Here's where you're going to go, but it may not happen for a while. We told them we kind of thought about playing the varsity or the kind of the varsity reserve, so to speak,
right.
in that third quarter. Because we've got some upperclassmen that don't play a lot, that they need some playing time,
yep.
and they're the next guys in. So we kind of slowly subbed in, and we kind of made that game plan, and then talked defensively about what our alignment would be against a couple
right.
things, what if they started changing some things. But it was really just, kind of keep our composure.
Right
towards the end of the second quarter, there was a couple chippy things. So the first thing we talked about was just, we've got a big one next week. Can't afford an ejection. We don't want this to get chippy.
Right.
It's not who we are. And I thought for the most part, second half was really good. Early on, there was some penalties and some kind of late stuff. And I thought our kids did a really good job of holding their composure when maybe there's some questionable flags, the block in the back and the hold that are their judgment calls. And we just,
right.
let the coaches address that. You guys go play football. And I thought our guys did a good job of doing that. So we kind of addressed it at halftime of it's in the past. The penalties are over and done. We're not going to get chippy. It's not going to get chippy. And kudos to those guys. Second half, I thought, went really, really well with that. Made a couple adjustments on how we were going to block a couple things. We also talked about how we were going to do the play action and
right.
the two-point conversions. We wanted to throw it a little bit there.
Yep.
We thought maybe if we had a third down or a situation, we had a couple passing ideas, but we didn't really need to.
You talk about the penalties. I was going to bring that up here earlier. Probably more than you wanted tonight and stuff. That's probably the one area that you'll take out of this game that you'll point at the guys that, hey, we still need to get better there.
Yeah. Early on, it was more of the block in the back, holding, downfield, extra finishing, which aggressive, we can live with it.
Right.
The botch snap, the lining up off sides in the trenches, things we haven't been called for.
Right.
So, we'll look at the film and see how much adjusting we need to do and figure those things out. And then late in the game, it got a little sloppy. Brody Otten's playing our Wildcat. Paxton Bean's been playing quarterback all season.
Right.
He got dinged up Monday. So now we're going to a Wildcat. So Brody's got a different cadence. Those linemen are kind of leaning a little bit. So it's understandable for some
right.
of those things, but yeah, that the punt, the turnover, the penalties, we're nowhere near a finished product.
Fremont Mills next week on the road. I know you've already been doing some homework on them. You know them well. What are you looking at?
We haven't scouted them much. It just happened to be that they were on the CAM scout is
right.
all. But we'll see what they did. I think they got a pretty convincing win over Waco tonight. Greg and his assistant coaches, I'm sure, have been scouting us for a long time.
Right.
Tons of mutual respect. We put them down every time we can. For non-district, they do the same. Lots of mutual respect. When we first dropped to 8-man, they were a program I had my eye on.
Right.
When we wanted to switch, when Coach Christensen left, Coach Dustin Christensen left, and I had to put my defensive brain on a little bit more, we wanted to go to the zone. And so, I went to a clinic where Jeremy was talking about their zone defense. So you'll see similarities between how we line up. Now we went to more of the two tight end heavy stuff that they run. We'll do it different ways, but it's a lot of mirror image stuff. And I think that shows how much respect we have for them and what they do really well. Why would you not try to emulate
right.
someone that does a good job with things? We put our own twist of things on it. I'm sure they have their own twist. But more than anything, it should be a fun non-district matchup. It should be hard-hitting. It should be physical. And we both are excited about it. I know just talking to Greg in passing over the past few weeks, I'm sure he'll have some things up his sleeve. He's an O-line coach that likes to throw the ball now, so I'm not sure what to think of that. but I'm sure they'll be ready for us. I know after they dropped the one to Woodbine, they're going to say, this is your next chance to have a big win heading into the playoffs, second half of the season, springboard at their place, a place we've never won. I think we're 2-2 all time. We've won twice at home. They've won twice at home, and we've got two more chances in the next 2 years. So this is our chance to get ahead in the series against a great program with a great tradition that we've got a ton of respect for.
Well, coaches, always appreciate it all the time. Congrats. What a dominant performance by the defense. Probably the best defensive performance I've seen in 27 years of covering high school sports.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, they end up with
negative 22
and yep. just one first down.
Right.
Last week we gave up two first downs, and this week is one first down. And I think the last 3 weeks now we've combined to give up less than 100 yards total in three
right.
weeks. Our D-line could not be happier for them. With what Coach TC does in the strength
yep.
department, how these guys have changed their bodies over the years. They've committed. A lot of times those guys don't get that attention. And then the way Coach Obermeier coaches them technically, the way that they're so when you match their size, their strength, strength, their motor, with their technical ability and our scheme. And then you have guys like Austin and Carter stepping in behind to fill the gaps. And you've got three pretty talented sophomores where Mason made the pick when they did have time to throw it. Aiden had the pick six. We really like what we have on defense, and it starts up front. And couldn't be happier for those guys to get some credit tonight.
You bet, Coach. Appreciate you joining us. Best luck next week.
You bet. Appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers. They pick up a 66-0 victory tonight against Cam on the road. Thinking about your future? The DMAC Carroll campus is a smart choice. Get a quality education at an affordable price, close to home. Join student organizations, meet new friends, and get involved. You'll find supportive staff guiding you every step of the way, and expert faculty ready to share their knowledge and real-world experience. Kickstart your education today at the Carroll DMAC campus. Call 712-792-1755. DMAC, life's calling.
Head football coach Sean Burks here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Casey Miners joined with Jim Molitor and Eton Danner in the studio here on KCIM and Kick 106.7. Week 4 of the Iowa high school football season has officially wrapped up, and we are going to run you through all the scores from most of the districts. Still waiting on a couple of scores here. We'll start in Class 3A, District 6. Carroll loses on the road. Lewis Central picks up a win on their homecoming, 35-34. Harlan gets their first win of the season, 28-0 over Denison Schleswig. Still waiting for Greene County or Sadell. Atlantic picks up a win over Storm Lake, 47-22. Creston loses on the road to Des Moines Christian, 44-31. In a game that was played last night, Des Moines North knocks off Perry, 30-13.
In Class 2A District 2, it was Kemper defeating OABCIG, 43-22. We don't have a score yet for Southeast Valley and Estevale Lincoln Central. And the other score in that district was Okoboji squeaking by Spirit Lake 10-7.
Okay, we'll turn our attention to Class 1A District 2. South Central Calhoun snaps a two-game losing streak with a 35-14 victory over South Hamilton. Emmitsburg gets past Pocahontas Area's 28-21. And Manson Northwest Webster 41, Esek County 19.
Turn the page to Class A, District 8. Woodbury Central squeaks away with a touchdown win over IK Manning at home, 21-14. West Sioux beats Akron Westfield, 38-0. It's St. Albert all over West Monona, 42-14. And Aloma gets by Westwood, 34-13.
All right, in 8-man, District 9, we had two shutouts on the night where Audubon shut out Cam 66-0. And the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders shut out Griswold 72-0. Boyer Valley gets by Glidden Ralston 34-6. And Arweva defeats Exira EHK 60-24.
A really good week for all of the area schools, especially in 8-man District 9, where three of the four area schools pick up victories. We've heard from Audubon Wheelers head coach from Audubon Wheelers head coach Sean Burks. We've also yet to hear from Austin Stolk of Arweva. Todd just did that interview. Also heard from Nathan Lindsay of Coon Rapids Baird. They win 72-0. And we'll hear from Coach Prescott of Glidden Ralston coming up later on throughout the show as well. Guys, some of the scores that stand out to you: Audubon keeps rolling. Kemper picks up a big win at home. And Carroll has lost their third game by a touchdown or less so far this season. But I think an overall really good week out of Week 4 for the area schools.
Yeah, it's a nice week for all the 8-man area teams coming up with big victories tonight. You know, Arweva bouncing back after their huge loss to Audubon last week. And after giving up 84 points last week, you know, they'll give up 24 this week to Exira and put on 60 points themselves. So Coach Stoke was very happy with the way his Rocket team bounced back with that win tonight. And Audubon just continues to roll. You know, the Audubon Cam was kind of signals as the district championship game, you know, probably more than likely in that game tonight. And I think Audubon's kind of set the tone zone and made a statement with that victory, with that shutout victory. And Coon Rapids Baird putting them 72 points, you know, against Griswold. You know, Griswold struggled against in the last few weeks getting rolled by a couple of teams. But how good for the Coon Rapids Baird to put 72 points on the scoreboard. And like I see Kemper with a big victory, 43-22 over a good Oldowood Arthur team that came to town tonight with high expectations. And then Carroll losing another heartbreaker. And like I said, mm-hmm. the third time, 7 points under a touchdown. So tough loss for the Tigers. But yeah, good night overall for all area teams.
Now, look at this one, though. If you would take the two scores, Coon Rapids, Baird, Griswold, and Arweva, Exira. I mean, Coon Rapids and Exira, Arweva play each other next week.
Right, they're at Coon Rapids next week, yeah.
You know what? That game would have been interesting. 72-60.
Right.
They might still be playing.
They might still be playing. That's going to be a heck of a ball game next week down in Coon Rapids.
It should be a good game down in Coon next week.
Well run, 8-man District 9. You look at the scores, Audubon 66-0, Coon Rapids Baird 72-0. Talk about Arweva 60-24. All three of those teams run the football really well. We arguably have the three best rushing teams in 8-man football right here in this half of the state.
Well, I think like Coach Stokes said, Gallagher tonight, I think he carried the ball maybe 12, 13 times, which is down from what he had been carrying it for 140 some yards and three rushing touchdowns, and he had a pick six late in the ball game. So another huge night from Gallagher. But he was the most thing Stoke was happy with. He had some other kids. He thought Grant Wilkin had a nice ball game at quarterback tonight for the Rockets, and Devin Ayler stepped up for him, and he was really proud of his defense, the way they handled the line tonight. So he had a lot of other kids step up tonight besides Gallagher, which everybody expects anyway.
Yeah, it's a really good thing that Arweva's got, you know, players starting to step up, because that's a talented football team. And when Rizelman got hurt, you were like, well, where do they go to next? I think it took them a couple of weeks to figure out what we need to do. And now I think you saw it tonight against an Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton team that Coon Rapids Baird had to come back down early in that first quarter to beat, you know, only by 2 points. But Coon again getting rolling tonight on offense. But that should be a really good ball game next week.
Yeah, it should be. And I'll bet there'll be quite a crowd there in Coon Rapids next week.
There'll be a lot riding on it. I mean, it's a huge game. I mean, you're looking at Audubon as the front runner in that district, and then you got Cam sitting there, you know, with one loss now. So you got Arweva and Coon both have one loss. They're both 2-1 in District 9, so that's a huge game next week down in Coon Rapids.
If you look at that district, I mean, you know, you have Audubon, Coon Rapids, Glidden, Arweva that are all right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And you know, you did the Glidden Arweva game. I'm sure there was a good crowd over there for that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you can almost imagine what it's going to be like in Coon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'm guessing there was a decent crowd. Was it last week that Audubon and Arweva played?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, and Coon, like Coon still has to play Audubon.
Right. And so, Arweva still has to play, you know, Coon, then they still got to play Cam. Arweva has to play Cam at the end of the year. So it's that second and third spots is up for grabs.
It could be very interesting in that district. Very, very interesting.
That district going to come down to the last couple of weeks. We'll step away, take a break. We'll talk with Arweva head coach Austin Stolk when we come back in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams, because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
One. This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me right now is Arweva head coach Austin Stoke. The Rockets, with a big bounce-back victory tonight after losing to Audubon big last week, return home and win their homecoming game over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 60-24. Like you said, the win moves you to 2-2 overall, 2-1 in District 9, sets up a big game next week at Coon Rapids Baird. But go ahead and tell me about the game tonight. It sounds like you had another huge night from Wyatt Gallagher.
Yeah, we give a lot of credit to our guys up front to that as well, Todd, in the run game. We were able to get off to a good start in the first quarter there, punching three touchdowns. End of the first quarter, the score is 20-0. Halftime, it was 33-8. In the third quarter, we did not score the football. The score was 33-16, and then the final, we were able to punch in some touchdowns and kind of sustain drives on the ground in the fourth quarter there. So, you know, I think it all started out with the tone that we set early. I thought our running game was really good. Our guys did up front, did a nice job of sealing the point of attack and getting to their middle linebackers. Wyatt Regal had 14 rush for 130 yards and three rushing touchdowns. He accounted for six total touchdowns.
Uh-huh.
So he was great for us. Had an interception for a touchdown.
Right.
Just a great athlete in space. And Grant Welker did a great job for us too. 7 for 10 for 66 yards and two touchdowns in the air. So efficient. We had some penalties that we had too many penalties in the first half, but our guys did a nice job of second half of cleaning some of that stuff up.
You know, like I said, bouncing back from losing big last week to Ottoman, you give up 84 points, you come back this week and put 60 points on the scoreboard yourself. The kids have to feel pretty good after that.
Yeah, Todd, that can go one of two ways, and I think it shows a lot of character for
right.
a lot of our 14 through 18 year old kids to bounce back like that and just put that one in the past and move forward. And like I said, we had a few penalties in the first quarter that we didn't like, but other than that, there was our guys did a great job. They played hard each play, and I thought the effort was extremely good, especially compared to last week. So, a great job from our guys. To bounce back on this, what was their homecoming. It's special for them and
right.
special for the community, and it was nice to go out and get a district win.
And like I said, too, it's nice. Everybody knows Wyatt Regaler is going to carry the ball and handle most of the offensive load for you. But like you said, you probably had some other kids step up for you tonight.
Yeah, we did, Todd. Like I said, Grant Wilkins did a nice job in the
mm-hmm.
air
yep.
When he needed to. Garrett Thompson had a nice catch. Jack Mooseville had a 63-yard rushing touchdown for us late. It was a mixture of everybody, and in particular our defense. The turnover battle was one of the margins that we won. We didn't have any turnovers, and
that's huge.
We got
yes.
two of their interceptions, and we had two fumble recoveries. So that makes a big difference in the game as well.
And like I said, with that win, it really sets up next week. Coon Rapids Bears tonight handled the Griswold 72-0, so they go to 3-1 overall and 2-1 in District 9. You guys are 2-1 in District 9, so a big road game, road test next week for at Coon Rapids Bears for you guys.
Yeah, they get an explosive offense. They like to spread things out with the Oswald kid, and it'd be nice to we told our guys be happy about this win, but don't be satisfied. We'll be ready for Coon Rapids, and we'll be ready to break them down this weekend.
And Austin, did you guys come out of the game healthy wise, ready to go for next week? All okay?
Yep, just some bumps and bruises, Todd. Other than that, we have Joey Jackson that didn't play tonight. Was our starting left guard. He was out with an ankle injury. Hopefully back next week. And we can only keep praying for Johnny. So other than that, nope, we are healthy.
Okay, I tell you what, Austin, I appreciate you taking the time with Speak with Me tonight, and we wish you the best of luck next week in your contest at Coon Rapids Baird.
Okay, thanks, Todd.
Thanks,
have
Austin. Have a good night.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
The New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Just heard from head coach of the Arweva Rockets, Austin Stolk, here on 13 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. Casey Miners, Jim Molitor, Todd Danner with you here in the studio. We'll run you through some more scores throughout all of our districts. We already heard from Ryan Steinkamp at Kemper. As I mentioned, Austin Stolk of Arweva. Sean Burks of Ottoman and Nathan Lindsay at Coon Rapids Baird still have yet to hear from Carroll Tigers head coach Craig Rowiter, as well as ESAC's Eric McCullough. Dave Prescott of Glidden Ralston, Corey McCarville, I Can't Manning, and then Brian Case of a South of Central Calhoun. We'll start you in Class 3A District 6 tonight. Carroll loses another heartbreaker on the road, a blocked extra point. Lewis Central wins that one 35-34. Harlan picks up their first win of the season. They move to 1-3. They win 28-0. Still nothing for Saydell or Green County yet. Atlantic 47, Storm Lake 22. Des Moines Christian over Creston 44-31. And then a game that was played last night, Des Moines North wins at home over Perry 30-13.
Class 2A District 2, it was the Kemper Knights defeating the OABCIG Falcons 43-22. Okoboji 10, Spirit Lake 7 in a close battle in that conference, that district play, excuse me. And Southeast Valley, Estherville, Lincoln Central, we still don't have a score.
Okay, Class 1A, District 2. South Central Calhoun goes on the road tonight and snaps a two-game losing streak with a 35-14 victory over South Hamilton. Emmitsburg picks up a 28-21 victory over Pocahontas area. And Esac County goes on the road and suffers a 41-19 loss to Mansa Northwest Webster.
We'll turn the page to Class A, District 8. Ikeam Manning Wright with Woodbury Central. Tonight we'll hear from Wolves head coach Corey McCarville coming up later on here in the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. But they lose on the road 21-14. West Sioux all over Akron West. Westfield, Ike Manning's got Akron Westfield next week. West Sioux wins that one 38-0. St. Albert blows out West Monona 42-14. And then it's Westwood falling on the road to Logan Magnolia 34-13.
All right, in 8-man District 9, it was Audubon shutting out Cam 66-0. Glidden Ralston falls to Boyer Valley 34-6. The Crusaders from Coon Rapids Baird, 72, Griswold, nothing. And Arweva defeated the Spartans from Exira EHK, 60-24.
A really good week for the area schools. We'll talk with Eric McCullough, the Esac County Raiders, when we come back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Skip the ladder and hassle this holiday season. Let Curb Appeal of WCI light up your home. Hi, this is Scott. Our team custom installs bright, energy-efficient LED lights cut to the perfect length. Go for a clean, solid glow or a dazzling pattern that will wow the whole neighborhood. When the season ends, we'll take them down and store them for you next year and back it with a one-year warranty. Looking for something long-term? Ask about our permanent lighting system, perfect for holidays, game days, or any season. Curb Appeal, holiday lights handmade hassle-free. Call 712-210-9580 today.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me right now is Esac County Head Coach Eric McCullough. The Raiders go and travel over to Mansa Northwest Webster tonight and end up falling 41-19 to Mansa Northwest Webster. The loss drops Esac County to 1-3 overall, and it was a District 2 opener in Class 1A for the Raiders. And they fall, so it's 0-1 in District 2. Eric, go ahead, 41-19. Go ahead and tell me about the ball game a little bit.
Yeah, Todd, you know, I think just if you came and watched, it was just crazy how slow of a start we had. Our kids didn't seem to react to the physicality up front. And again, I said it, I think, about every week here that it's just real hard, I guess, with the little roster we have to kind of prepare them during the week, and we got to come up with something a little bit better, I guess, to get our defense in a position, and then our offense, our line up front, we really had to talk to them at halftime about getting back to fundamentals and keeping our butts low and firing off and trying to make some things happen, kind of coming back at halftime. You know, we were down, I believe, 28-7 at half. We had a Weston Julian had a nice interception return for 6 points, and we were able to get the PAT there. And then we turn around and we give up a deep pass right very next play after kickoff. And those are the kind of things that, you know, we talk right about in the huddle, and we can't just let up after we make a big play, because I've seen it a lot, that they're going to turn around, they're going to probably try and take a shot, and right, it happened and over top of us. And some of those things we just kind of struggled with tonight and kind of got behind the eight ball. But our kids did fight back in the second half, you know, answered the things we talked about at half. We just got to be able to come out in that beginning of the game and kind of try and put together four quarters.
Eric, do you have any offensive, defensive standouts I'd like to mention from tonight's ball game?
I think I don't have any stats
yet.
But, you know, Carson Schmidt did a nice job. I think he had some receiving and rushing yards. He had a rushing touchdown. So we did some things there. Weston Julian did a nice job. I mean, once our offensive line up front kind of started getting things figured out, we were able to move the ball and then have some success, you know. Defensively, you know, we gave up too many big plays, but we would hold them to, I think one time we had them third and 20 some, and then kind of gave up a wheel route over top, and, you know, and just plays like that started happening, and we just could not get the bleeding to stop.
All right. Well, next week you return home and you face South Hamilton. I think South Hamilton fell to South Central Calhoun tonight. So you know anything about South Hamilton going into the next week?
I'll tell you, Todd, I haven't even looked at them. We focused on Manson pretty
right.
heavy this week.
Right.
I mean, this was just one we kind of had on the calendar from last year, and
uh-huh.
it was kind of our focus, and we'll kind of hit the video tomorrow and kind of take a look and see what we got to prepare for.
Like you mentioned, Eric, that a couple of big plays that were probably the difference in the ball game tonight, but like you said, you're pleased with how your kids battled after halftime?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing we've talked about all season is, you know, we got to be more than a second half team.
Right.
We have to be able to come out and kind of do the four quarters, and so we got to work on some of those things, try and find that answer this week, and we come back home, and our performance last week at home wasn't very good either. So we got a lot to kind of prepare for and play for and come out and, you know, get on the right side of the district play here.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck next week against South Hamilton at home.
Hey, thank you, Todd.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat, at Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports, and we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons, like teamwork and citizenship, help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams from Motor Inn of Carroll.
The New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show. Just heard from the head man of the East County Raiders, Eric McCullough, here on KCIM and Kick 106.7. KC Miners, Todd Danner, Jim Molitor with you again in the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show. Still looking for one score, Southeast Valley, Esterville, Lincoln Central. So if anybody's got that, go ahead and give us a call here at Carroll Broadcasting so that we can have that score and get you a full update on what has happened here throughout a week of four. We'll start backwards this time. We'll start in 8-man District 9, Audubon. Picks up a 66-0 win over Cam. Glidden Ralston falls on the road to Boyer Valley 34-6. Coon Rapids Baird has had a really good rushing attack so far this season through the first weeks of the year. They wrap up week four with a 72-0 win over Griswold. And Arweva bounces back in a nice way after a loss to Audubon last week. They win 60-24 on their homecoming.
Okay, Class A District 8. I came in and travels to Mobile tonight and ends up suffering a 21-14 victory to a very good Woodbury Central football team, undefeated Woodbury Central football team. West Sioux shuts out Akron Westfield 38-0. Council of St. Albert 42, West Winona 14, and Logan Magnolia 34, Westward of Sloan 13.
All right, in Class 1A District 2, it was the South Central Calhoun Titans picking up a 35-14 victory over South Hamilton. Manson, Northwest Webster defeats East Sac 41-19, and Emmitsburg by a touchdown over Pocahontas Area 28-21.
Class 2A District 2, the Kemper Knights get a big victory on their homecoming at home here in Carroll. They win 43-22 over OABCIG. They were down 16-14 at the half in that game, so two wins now. The Knights have had to come back down from a halftime deficit to pick up a victory. Again, they win 43-22 here tonight. And then Okoboji gets it by Spirit Lake 10-7. Spirit Lake led that game in the fourth quarter 7-0. So Okoboji with 10 straight points to win 10-7. And still waiting for a Southeast Valley and ELC score for you guys out of Class 2A District 2.
Okay, let's turn our attention to Class 3A District 6. You have to feel for the Carroll Tigers. Another tough, heartbreaking loss for the Tigers. 35-34, Lewis Central knocks off Carroll tonight. Green County rolls over Seidel 47-7. Des Moines Christian picks up a 44-31 victory over Creston. The Harlan Cyclones pick up their first win of the year, shut out Denison Sleswig 28-0. Atlantic rolls over Storm Lake 47-22. And a game played last night, Des Moines North knocks off Perry 30-13.
All right, we got one more score.
What is it?
Iowa 38,
hey,
Rutgers 28.
That's a big win. Hawks big,
big win for the Hawks.
Big win on the road. We will step away, take a break. We'll be back with the top of the hour. We'll talk with more coaches and give you some more scores here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Fast and fearless, baby. Here we go. C2, flood right close. Press 34 fuel. That's good. On.
This is the New Way Ford Football Scoreboard Show.
Football!
Every score, every game, every coach. You'll hear it all from this week in high school football. The New Way Ford Football Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7 is also brought to you by Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton, Feld Fire, Mackey Motors, Outlaw Graphics, DMAC & Carroll, New Way Ford, Gatorade, by Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton, Feld Fire, Mackey Motors, Outlaw Graphics, DMAC & Carroll, New Way Ford, Gatorade, Curb Appeal, and Motor In. Now let's get you caught up with all the scores.
We welcome you into the second hour of the New Way Auto Group and Scoreboard Show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM. KCIM. We have talked with, so far, Ryan Steinkamp, a Kemper, Austin Stoltz.
Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
We now welcome you back into the New Way Auto Group of Scoreboard Show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. Before we got interrupted by some ads there, technical difficulties here for you folks. Before I was saying, we did speak with Ryan Steinkamp of Kemper, Austin Stolk of Arweva, Shauna Burks of Audubon, Nathan Lindsay of Coon Rapids Baird, and Eric McCullough of the East Sac County Raiders. We'll talk with Corey McCarville of ICAM Manning. Wolves fall on the road tonight, 21-14 in a ball game that they were in. We got Coach McCarville joining us next here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the Group Scoreboard Show. With me right now is ICAM Manning head coach Corey McCarville. The Wolves fall 21-14 tonight at a very good Woodbury Central team in Mobile. The loss drops the ICAM Manning to 2-2 overall on the young season and 0-2 in District 8 of the Class A. Corey, go ahead and tell me about the ballgame a little bit tonight.
I mean, Woodbury Central, they're ranked in the top 10 in the state for a reason. I was really impressed with their defensive line. Their DNs that they have are some of the better DNs in all of Class A football. They're very, very good. They're a well coached. Their defense was, they have a very stout defense, and it was a heck of a ball game. We just couldn't quite make enough plays to bust through tonight.
I mean, offensively, you've been putting up some good numbers yourselves. What was like you talked about Woodbury Central's defense, but what were they able to shut down offensively for you?
We never really established a consistent running game on them. That was very, very problematic. We had to rely on the pass a lot more than what I would like to do. I wanted to be a little bit more balanced.
Right.
We had a couple turnovers. I think we had two interceptions tonight and a fumble. Three turnovers against a really good team is going to be tough.
So you, well, you come out of the ball game healthy, good there, Corey.
Well, yeah, I mean it was a very physical game. I think everybody's going to be okay. You know, some bumps and bruises, obviously. You know, we're halfway through the season, and there's going to be a lot of sore bodies out there. And you know, the thing I really stressed to the guys is how proud I was of their effort. You know, they battled a really good football team, really, really, you know, right to the bitter end. And we gave it a really good shot. You know, we still made some mistakes, and I think there's hope that we can continue to grow as a football team, continue to improve and get better, and hopefully we'll see how the rest of the season goes.
I know you mentioned it a little bit, but what were some of the areas that Woodbury Central probably shut you down tonight that you would have liked to see?
Oh, I would have liked to be able to get run and see gap a little bit more, but like I said, their defensive ends are very, very impressive, and their linebackers were better than what I thought I saw on tape. You know, their linebackers, they run and tackle well. And so, you know, we just got to execute better.
Okay. And then next week you go to, I think you return home and you face Akron Westfield. You know anything about them, Corey?
I've never seen them in anything. I've never seen them in a basketball game. I've never seen them at a track meet.
I know they have I know they have good softball teams.
I'm sure that they do. It's just one of those weird teams that I've never seen in anything ever. I haven't even watched any tape on them yet.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be a long weekend to try to get accustomed to what they're trying to do.
Okay. All right. So after the ball game tonight, Corey, so you know, like I say, what did you tell the kids after the ball game tonight?
Well, they're right there. I mean, Woodbury Central is a very, very good football team, and we had 3 turnovers, and we had some costly penalties, and, you know, we had some errors that on the offensive side, so we just we're right there. We'll just continue to grow as a team.
So it's really nothing. It's just the small things that you need to get need to take in the next week to get you back on track a little bit.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Coach, I appreciate your time to speak with me tonight, and we wish you the best of luck at home next week against Akron Westfield.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Corey.
Clogged gutters, dirty windows, lint-filled dryer vents. Don't wait till it's too late. At Curb Appeal of WCI, we make home care simple. Our gutter cleaning protects your roof and foundation from costly water damage. Our dryer vent cleaning improves airflow, lowers energy bills, and reduces fire risk. And our window cleaning leaves your home brighter, streak-free, and full of natural light. Protect your home, save money, enjoy the view. Call Curb Appeal of WCI today at 712-210-9580.
Well into the second hour of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on KCIM, as well as the Kick 106-7. Jim Molitor, Todd Danner in the studio with you guys as we are going to wrap you up and run you through everything that has happened in week four for the area schools throughout this week. We'll take our attention. Talked about 8-man District 9 quite a bit in the first hour. We'll talk about them a little bit and how the scores were lopsided a little bit for either team. None of the games really being close, but 3 of the 4 area teams picking up wins in that 8-man District 9 throughout this week, and all of them doing it on the ground, and all of them doing it in a really impressive way. And Jeff had the opportunity going down to Anita to see Audubon win. They roll on the road again with a 66-0 victory. You got to get kneel down there for a minute. But Jeff, another impressive win for Audubon tonight.
You know, as you probably heard me say to Sean, you know, right there at the beginning of the post game interview that I did with him for the Scoreboard Show, that people are going to look at it and go, "Oh, 66 points." Their offense was great, and their offense was great. They held Cam to 22 yards negative 22 yards of total offense for the game. I've never seen that before.
A lot of quarterback sacks then? Or?
No, they just running game that couldn't gain any yards. They were losing yards on just typical handoffs right up the middle and toss plays and everything else. There was a couple of sacks in there. The Kaufman kid ended up, I think, with like a negative 37 or something like that of that. But literally, that defensive line of Larson, Sorensen, and Brody Weber, who we named our player of the game, and Randy and I talked about it. You know, I mean, Mason Kasparov runs for over 100 yards on like 7 carries and 3 touchdowns, but you're like, you had to go with somebody up front, and Weber was in the backfield like on every single snap the entire game. I have never seen a team dominate up front the way they did. And then the other thing was it wasn't one guy. I mean, every time I tried and read off who made the tackle, it's like, well, there's Kasparov, there's Weber, there's Larson, there's Christensen. It's like 5-6 guys in on every single play.
Well, I've talked to Sean a couple of times about the season, and he says he just has guys who, depth-wise,
right.
He just has guys who can come in and there's no drop-off.
Right.
And that's,
yeah.
That's what's huge for them. That's what's huge.
Oh, yeah. And tonight they literally went, nobody on the offensive line really played the defensive line tonight for the most part. I mean, you were fresh. You know, those guys were fresh. But, yeah, it was special. And I love defense. That was the most defensive game is for one team that I have ever seen. Until that late drive against the reserve guys, the varsity reserve players, they didn't have a first down. I mean, it was 3 plays and out every single possession. And I mean, opening series for Audubon, they fumble on their second play at their own 37-yard line, and Cam goes nowhere and has to punt the football away.
How can Audubon be this dominating this early and not be one of the top 2 ranked teams in 8-man football?
I honestly think it's a joke that they're not ranked where they're at or where they should be. Part of that is they graduated a lot of guys from last year. But if anybody and it's hard. I used to vote for the AP poll. I used to vote for the Radio Iowa poll. We're still connected to those two. I don't vote anymore. I know my area really well, and I know the teams that are in the districts that we cover really well. I couldn't tell you anything about the teams over in Eastern Iowa because it's too hard to be able to do that. So when I say it's a joke, I'm not trying to be hard on the people that are voting. But I just think that polls, especially early in the season, is based off of last year, and everybody went, oh, Audubon graduated a bunch people, so they started the year not ranked. They weren't even picked to win the district, and I don't know if anybody competes with them in the district.
Well, I'll tell you,
I don't know if anybody competes with them in the district.
I think that, you know, I being ranked fourth, I think I saw this week, I think they're ranked fourth in the 8-man. I think Coach Burks knows how good of a football team he has.
Yeah,
he knows he's got depth wise he can dominate on both sides of the ball, and I think sitting where not getting noticed like across the state, I think he's fine with that.
I think so,
I
too.
I think he's fine with that.
The only time I think it will is at the end of the year.
At the end of the year.
You
yes.
want to be seated well
right,
so you can host all the way through. And they probably, not that they can't beat Woodbines and stuff like that, but if they could not face Woodbine until the Dome, something like that, because I think Woodbine might be kind of at that same level where they're pretty elite. But, you know, I tip my cap. But if anybody hasn't went back and listened to Sean's preseason interview that we did with him, go back and listen to that. He spent probably about 4 minutes talking about Tyler Christensen, one of their assistant coaches and their head wrestling coach, but he also runs their weight program and the buy-in that those kids have to the weight room. He talked about it tonight in the postgame. They've changed their body. The kids have done that on their own because they go in and they work out and the weight programs that those guys have on, and there's a reason why they're so dominant up front is because their weight program is probably second to none in this area.
You know, like a lot of football teams, you don't win football games showing up in August,
right?
Or, you know, early September.
Yeah.
You know, you win those games in April, May, June. You start in the weight, like I said, the weight program.
You
know, like I said, and once the kids buy into it and you have success, you get more and more kids out, and they see that success, they just want to play.
Right. Yeah, and it was fun watching them. The penalties was a little disappointing. The early fumble was a little disappointing. They had to punt for the first time all year, and we're in week 4, you know, and stuff. But that's as good a football team as I think I've covered, and I've covered several state championship teams. Your Southern Cal had a couple. Kemper had one. You know, we've had some, you know, we've had some state title teams here, and that's as good a team as I've covered.
You guys talked about the weight room and stuff like that, and I think that was a big non-key in the game that they played Remsen St. Mary's in last year. Remsen St. Mary's was just bigger and more physical, and you see all those kids buying in and say, I don't want that to happen to me again. And now the kids that are returning, you see that on the field, that they are bigger, they are stronger, and they're faster.
And Randy Spies, my broadcast partner tonight, talked as well about the senior leadership. They were over at the Central Camp this year, and Randy drove the bus over, and a retired football coach, he knows what he's talking about, and he's like, the seniors were taking the freshmen and the sophomores and helping them with what they needed to do and where they needed to get better. And they weren't being hard about it. It was they were teaching and they were setting the example and they were helping them. And I think that's what you get. You hear the great coaches say all the time, coaches can do as much as they want to lead a team.
Right.
But it's the leaders. It's the players themselves that have to lead the team. And I think right now Audubon's got a special group of kids coming through. And I think you've got seniors that want to win a state championship, want to play for a state championship, and want to be dominant. And they are not being hard on the young kids. They're doing what they need to do to make the young kids better, and the young kids are getting better.
Well, and also, you know, he's got some sophomores.
Oh, yeah. And that sophomore class is really, really good.
And he's got a lot of depth.
Yes. Yeah. And they don't drop off.
Here's the other key. You got to stay healthy.
Yep.
If they can stay healthy, I would say watch out for the Audubon Wheelers.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as I said last week on this show, I'm not putting pressure on them. Right. They're state championship good. That doesn't mean that they win it, but they're state championship good.
Well, I think you see a lot of coaches and a lot of teams. This is the program you want to model yourselves after.
Yeah.
I mean, when they look at the success they're having, I mean, this team so far this season is almost averaging almost 80 points a ball game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just unreal.
Yeah, they put 66 up against the team that most people thought probably would be the second-best team in the district, mm-hmm. and that doesn't mean that that's going to play out that way. But they put 66 up, and it hurts their per-game average.
And negative yardage.
It's 22 yards, minus 22 yards of total offense. I have never seen anything like that.
While we got you in here, I want to talk about a couple other games. Carroll with a heartbreaker tonight.
Yeah,
they lose on a blocked extra point, and we haven't played Coach Roeder's interview yet. We're going to get to that, but I know that Coach Roe has seen a lot of good things out of his kids despite sitting at 1-3.
Yeah, that's such a really good football team. I said before the season started they'll win their district. They got to beat Harlan next week, but I think if they get by Harlan, it's hard for me to see anybody else. They're 1-3, but that's a really good football team.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. And Adam Malik's about as good a running back as I've seen. I saw another special one tonight in Gaspar. That kid is patient, and he's good. He's really good. Yeah.
You look at the running backs in the area that we got. I mean, you can throw Wyatt Regallard in there, even though he's having to play a little bit quarterback.
Yeah.
Look at Adam Malik, Jaron Hoffman. You know, Caden Oswald was a running back, then switched to quarterback, but, you know, still a really good rusher in his own mind. You know, this area is blessed with some really good football teams this year and some really good offensive skill players.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Coach Lindsay talked about how he used the Lewis kid at quarterback something tonight. He said threw some nice passes and stuff. So, you know, if he can use him and then get Caden Oswald on the outside with some of his speed, watch out, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be – we're halfway through the season already with most of the schools, but Carroll's got that week 9, but you can already tell it's going to be a pretty good season for the area schools.
Yeah, and I want to give Glidden and Kuhn a little bit of a shout-out. I know I talk about it's going to be hard to see anybody in that district maybe competing, but Glidden has seemed to give Audubon some trouble over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Last year had a chance to beat him late. And when you talk Caden Oswald and Ethan Bauer, those two guys match up with what Audubon throws out onto the field. So it's not going to be a cakewalk. They're going to have to show up and play every week. But that, I said, that Audubon team I saw tonight's probably as good of a team as I've seen.
We talked earlier that our Weaver and Kuhn matchup next week is probably going to be one of the biggest matchups that we might have in the area all year, just because of what it means with two 2-1 teams in the district. And you know, right now, I said, look at Audubon, that second and third spot's wide open.
Yeah, and you get to go do that game.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I
hope you enjoy that.
I will.
I schedule you some good games.
That's good.
I think you and I are switching places in a way because I'm in here next week.
We will speak with head coach of the Carroll Tigers, Craig Roeder. Tigers again fall tonight 35-34 on the road to Lewis Central. We'll be back with more of the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
When athletes are at peak performance, they need electrolytes and carbs to keep them fueled and in the game. Athletes who give 100% know to reach for Gatorade from Pepsi Beverages of Carroll. From the pros to high school to weekend athletes, Gatorade keeps you hydrated and keeps you in the game. Reach for Gatorade, brought to you by Pepsi Beverages of Carroll.
It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show on Kick 106.7 and KCIM. I'm Nick Brinks with Carroll head coach Craig Rowetter. A 35-34 heartbreaking loss for the Tigers tonight. If I would have told you before the game, be a one-point game, kind of a back-and-forth affair, you'd probably be thinking, all right, that's maybe a little surprising, but what an effort you guys put on tonight. You left it all out there. Certainly there were some moments you guys might wish you had back, but overall, to take Lewis Central, who's been to the Dome in 4A the last 4 years, they've got a couple championship banners up there too, and you guys had a lead on them with 3 minutes to go. Give me your assessment on the night.
Yeah, the kids played their hearts out. It was a physical game. I don't like the moral victory stuff, but dang, the kids played hard, to be able to do what we did on both sides of the ball. Defense, I thought, I think we warned out just a little bit at the end, but they stayed in there toe-to-toe. The guys up front were just warriors with Gavin Holt and Caden Luters. In the middle, they were playing both ways, and we were playing ground and pounding on offense, so they had no breaks. Kieran Polking was another one up on that D-line, and Quentin Polking ended up playing quite a bit offensive line as well tonight, just because we kind of went to our heavy set. So when you play a team like Lewis Central, you just can't make the mistakes that we did. But even doing that, dang, we were close.
First quarter, you guys, I think it was the first drive, you guys throw an interception, but your defense holds them to a three and out, essentially. You get the ball right back. They punt it away, and off the ricochet, it deflects off one of the Lewis Central blockers, and it was a heads-up play by Moyer Olberding, who turned out to have a pretty nice night for you guys. He catches a 14-yard pass play on the very next play. It's almost like you rewarded him for that fumble recovery. He gets a touchdown late in the game for your guys' first passing touchdown of the year. Let's talk about the beginning of the game and special teams making an impact in a positive way in punt coverage.
Yeah, it was kind of – we were on both sides of the coin, special teams-wise tonight. We made a big play there. It set up our little boot pass, and then I felt like we could run the ball on them, and Michael punched it in there out of our under center, kind of our wing tee package, and to get our first score, and that was not, because again, not what you want right away with a turnover yourself, but credit to our defense, they kind of raised up and got us the ball back, I think that started just being able to score early. Our guys are like, hey, we can play with these guys.
We kind of buried the lead a little bit talking about the positive aspects of special teams. The negative, kick coverage was a little shoddy, a little bit in that first half. They take it 98 yards on the ensuing kickoff after your first touchdown, the rowetter, 1 yarder. And then there were two other kick returns that they had in the first half. One, they got near midfield, but they weren't able to score on that possession. Another one they were able to score on later in the drive, and I talked about it at halftime. I had imagined special teams and kick return coverage, things like that, was probably a hot topic. Second half looked much cleaner. You guys mixed things up. You came out with an onside kick, some shorter kicks and things like that. You kept them back behind their own 30. Talk about special teams changes that you might have made in the first half after they kind of burned you guys a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's credit to Lewis Central. They have two really good returners, and we're talking, well, we don't want to kick to 2. Well, we don't really want to kick to 22 either. So options were a little limited at that. But we did. We moved it around a little bit. I thought the guys second half, they stayed in their lanes better, as far as controlling it. And we, dang it, talk about, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, but that onside kick right at half, we touched it at, it was just 11 yards pat, and just couldn't reel it in, and it got out of bounds. So we out, and the defense did, though. I mean, we put them in a tough spot right away, and they stopped them again, even giving them the ball right there at midfield to start the second half. But it was special teams are, again, there's a reason they're a third of the game. It's important stuff.
Going into halftime, it was 14-13. You guys trailed by one, missed an extra point there late in that second quarter after the Adam Malik 29-yard touchdown run. He had a knack for the impressive tonight. His two touchdown runs were 29 yards and then one later in the game for 46 yards, and I think he probably carried about three or four defenders each time. got to feel pretty good when you've got someone out there that can shake tackles and make those kind of plays.
Yeah, Adam runs hard, and but again, it's he had some alleyways too from those big guys up front. So Lewis Central is doing a nice job. They were bringing heat up the middle, so that's kind of why we did bring. We just added an extra lineman to stop some of those run throughs. And you still got Gavin Holt leading the way on the edge. I'll take him over. I'll take him any day of the week and twice on game day, you know, if I'm leading somebody through a hole. So, but no, Adam ran hard, you know, had some nice cuts. And, you know, it was good to see that able to break something. Because they, like I said in my pregame, they might know it's coming, but you still got to stop it. And again, against a team like Lewis Central, there were some pretty impressive, you know, runs this game.
In that second half, you talk about coming out of halftime, you don't quite get the onside kick, but the defense holds. I think it was a 3-and-out, and I think they actually ended up losing yards on the play. I think there was a 15-yard penalty or something. They were way behind the sticks, and then there was a really short punt. So that gave you guys short field, and you capped it off with your first passing touchdown. It might have taken till week four, but King connected with Olberding, who had himself a pretty nice night. He finished that drive off with a 7-yard score. So they get the ball to start the second half, but you score first to go up. You take the 2-point try. You get it with King diving at the pylon. Up 7 in the third quarter. Feeling pretty good, I feel like, how things were going at that point.
Yeah. You know, being it sounds kind of crazy, but, you know, being down 1 point at halftime, we just kind of said, we're going to make this a rock fight. You know, I don't think they wanted this trade blows, and I think they were scrambling a little bit. Again, maybe a little bit surprised that we're right there with them, and then we come out and do that in the second half, and now they're playing from behind. I don't think that was on their radar, you know, as far as what maybe what we were going to bring to the table. But again, credit to, you know, they took advantage of some of our mistakes there in the second half, and you just can't do that against a caliber team like Lewis Central.
Your 2 7-point leads tonight didn't last long. Obviously, the kick return touchdown in the first quarter, that tied it up at 7. And then when you're up 21-14, their first play from scrimmage afterwards was an 83-yard run for the touchdown. So now you're all tied up at 21 again. They go back-to-back. They get another touchdown. But I felt like at that point, we saw what could have been a game-changing play when Caden Luters had a huge sack, pushed them back to third down and long instead of third down and 10. It eventually forces a 50-yard field goal try instead of maybe 35 or 40. Their kicker pushes it right. So instead of going up 10, they're up 7. You get the ball back, and that's when Adam Malik takes it to the house, a 46-yarder. And then you guys go right back with the Matt Collison pick 6. Luters kind of set the tone with that sack. I don't know if they left him unblocked or what, but between the missed field goal after the sack, the touchdown run, and the Matt Collison pick 6, it was just kind of a boom, 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 big play, big play, big play for you guys. And all of a sudden, you're up by 6. Extra point would make it 7. Unfortunately, it was blocked. Obviously, that was big late, but talk about the momentum swing there in the fourth.
Yeah, defense, like I said, I was proud of our defense. They played their tails off. And again, half of them are playing both ways, and you know, hopefully we're getting a few guys back here shortly, and that'll help on that. But no, I thought I was really proud of our defense. You know, again, they kind of weathered the storm that we created offensively. We did some really good stuff on offense, but some of the, you know, some miscues and a couple decision wise. I thought our, you know, when we did put our defense in a tough spot, I was proud of the way they responded and usually held up and got us the ball back.
They go on to march down the field. They get the touchdown. You have the ball back. You guys have it with a couple minutes left. Unfortunately, kind of a bad snap on a fourth down and one kind of did you guys in, it seemed like. At that point, what was the conversation like? You had maybe one more chance. If you could force a 3-and-out, you could get the ball back with a few seconds left, but it was going to be tough. What was the conversation like with the guys just in general after this one?
Oh, we just had to be smart. I mean, when we mishandled that, yeah, we had 2 timeouts left, but there was only a minute, so we could have called timeout twice and just drug it out. But there's 3 knees and the game was over, you know. So we just decided to hold on to them. But no, I told our guys to be proud of what, you know, how they played, and we've gone toe to toe with you know, we've lost three one-score ball games to 4A opponents who were all district champs or sitting in the dome. You know, on the 3A team that we played, we beat, you know, a ranked 3A team. And it doesn't get any – it's like, can't really feel sorry for yourselves because Heartland's coming to town next week. You know, so it's – again, I do think, though, at the end we'll be better for it. There's no moral – like I said, there's no moral victories, but we just went toe-to-toe with one of the best 4A teams in the state. And I think our guys will realize that, and they'll be hungry for a win next week.
You'll go into district play. You get homecoming next week. You're 1-3, but again, 4 one-score games. Harlan next week, they'll be hungry after they started 0-3. I think I saw that they won tonight. Not 100% sure on that, but either way, a couple 1-3 teams perhaps starting off district play. What do you do to keep the guys focused? It's homecoming week, and then, you know, a big game on Friday.
Your record keeps you focused. I don't know if there's good losses or what, but sitting 1-3, I think the guys will be ready for work. And Harlan's the same way. And if you can't get motivated to play Harlan, you know, they're going to be one of the most fundamentally well-coached teams that we've seen yet this year. And we've seen some good ones, but they're going to probably be the best as far as that, knowing the fundamentals and doing that stuff well. So, you know, that in itself will keep us focused during the homecoming festivities. And I think I'm excited to see what our guys come out and do.
And thankfully, it looks like you guys come out of here with no more injuries than you came in with, and hopefully it sounds like you'll get some guys back, a little more depth on the offensive line going forward as well. So you check that box tonight.
Yeah, that's an extreme positive because, you know, so there's been, watching game film from these guys, there's been some significant injuries in games they've been involved with. So it was coming out clean and, you know, doing some damage ourselves. It was, yeah, that was good to see. And I like I said, I hope we get a couple guys back next week. And other than that, we'll be ready to go.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck next week. Happy homecoming.
You bet. Appreciate all the coverage, and go Tigers.
Craig Rowetter of the Carroll Tigers. A tough, heartbreaking loss tonight at Lewis Central. Carroll falls 35-34. It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. I'm Nick Brinks.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
That was Carroll Tigers head football coach Craig Roeder here in the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. Tigers lose on the road as Lewis Central picks up a win on their homecoming, 35-34. They drop to 1-3, but still look like a very good football team going forward as they will kick off district play next week as they have Harlan at home for homecoming. We still got Dave Prescott and Brian Case to hear from. We've talked a lot about 8-man District 9 throughout the night, and we'll hear from our last coach in 8-man District 9, Dave Prescott, the Gloucester Wildcats, who lose tonight 34-6 on the road. We're back with Prescott here on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
From bumps that spike to the crack of the bat, at Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports, and we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons like teamwork and citizenship help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams. From Motor Inn of Carroll.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me right now is Glidden-Ralston head coach Dave Prescott. The Wildcats travel over to Dunlap tonight to take on a good Boyer Valley team and end up falling 34-6 in a non-district contest. The loss drops the Wildcats to 2-2 overall on the young season. Coach, go ahead and tell me about the ballgame a little bit.
Well, you know, we kind of started out pretty well. We got down. They moved the ball down to about the 20-yard line. We intercepted the pass, marched the ball down on them, and scored right away. Got ahead 6-0. And it just seemed like, you know, everything was clicking pretty good. Offense was looking good. Defense played, you know, fairly well. And then we just kind of shut down on offense. We started missing some assignments and blocks and had some good plays and some good opportunities. But, you know, then again, the penalties and, you know, things just happened to us where we just kind of let off and, you know, they gained some momentum and we just could never get it back.
Now, you fell down. Go ahead and tell me. I think Landon got hurt last week. Was he able to come back tonight and play for you?
No, we went with Brody Hunt, our sophomore quarterback. He did a good, nice job running the offense. He hit some good passes. We ran some plays. He's a little more feel like we're a little more confident in the pass with him. But, you know, all in all, we'd like to try to be a running team. And then with Landon on, it just kind of one of our weapons was not there for us.
So you're down, 19-6 at halftime, if that's right. Only down two scores. What kind of happened in the second half there for you then?
Yeah, you know, we got the ball. They kicked off to us. We got a nice kick return and had good field possession and marched down. We just kind of cannot maintain the discipline to just keep blocking well and drive the ball down the field. You know, we tried to run some quick outs and some things like that, but then they kind of tightened up their defense also. It just, you know, we just got to get to the point where we're more confident in what we're doing and we have to block better. We have to get a lot better up front because that's kind of where we got whipped tonight.
I was going to say, was Boer Valley able, I know they're big boys and they're physical, were they able to put some sustain some drives together, or was it a couple of big plays that doomed you?
Oh, when we block well and we do our assignment, we were moving the ball pretty well on them. I mean, you know, it's 3-4 yards of crack getting first down, but you know, you just have to maintain that, and then just you get one or two negative plays, and it's just really hard to keep the drive going.
So, did you come up besides Rohrbach last week? Did you come out of this game healthy, ready to go for next week?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody was walking around pretty good. There was a kind of a few, car alarm going on.
Yeah, I hear it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we all came out really well. Nobody was injured that we saw. You know, everybody should be good to go for next week.
I know next week you have a good Cam team. Audubon tonight rolled over them 66-0. So I'm sure Cam's going to be looking forward to that to next week. So what do you know about Cam?
Well, I really haven't seen Cam on any of the game films that I've been watching. We did play their JV, so we got to see some of the formations and the look that they'll probably run on offense. But they're always well-coached, and they always have some good athletes. You have to account for things. But I'm sure that, you know, we get into our film study and everything, we'll come up with a game plan, and hopefully we can execute it against them next week.
And like I said, this being a non-district game, back in the district play next week, what do you tell the kids after the ball game tonight?
Well, you know, tonight was just, we came down here, we played a good team, and we kind of got the idea of what it's going to take to set the tone for the remaining four games of our district, because they're going to be really important in any type of playoff race that we hope to be in.
Yep.
So we're really going to have to focus and come out and play well these last four games.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight, and we wish you the best of luck at home next week against Cam.
All right, thank you for calling.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
We welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show here on KCIM and Kick 106.7. Just spoke with Glenn Ralston, Wildcat head football coach Dave Prescott here on the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. Wildcats again fall tonight on the road to Booyer Valley 34-6, and that is a big Booyer Valley team that they fell to. Booyer Valley, a very strong and athletic football team they have been the past couple of years. So with Jeremy Christensen over there being the new head football coach of the Bulldogs. Still yet to speak with one coach, and that's Brian Case of South Central Calhoun. We'll run you through some more scores real quick here in the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. We're starting in a class of 3A District 6. The Carroll Tigers fall on the road. They moved to 1-3, but got to be one of the best 1-3 football teams in Class 3A right now. Mm-hmm. They lose to Lewis Central 35-34. Harlan picks up their first win of the season 28-0 as they shut out Dennis and Schleswig tonight. Green County all over Sadell 47-7. Atlantic picks up a win 47-22 over Storm Lake. Des Moines Christian 44, Creston 31 in a game that was played last night. Perry loses on the road to Des Moines North 30-13.
All right, in Class 2A District 2, it was Kemper defeating OABCIG 43-22. Southeast Valley over Estherville Lincoln Central 40-13. And Okoboji squeaks by Spirit Lake 10-7.
Okay, Class 1A District 2. South Central Calhoun snaps a two-game losing streak and goes on the road tonight. Picks up a nice 35-14 victory over South Hamilton. Emmitsburg 28, Pocahontas Area 21. And East Sac County goes on the road tonight and falls 41-19 to Manson Northwest Webster.
We'll turn the page to Class A, District 8. The Ike Manning Wolves drop their second game of the season. They lose to Woodbury Central 21-14, lose by a touchdown to who a lot of people think, I think, out of Woodbury Central might be the district favorite in that a Class A, District 8. West Sioux blanks Akron Westfield 38-0. St. Albert blows out West Monona 42-14. And Loma gets by Westwood of Sloan 34-13.
All right, in 8-man District 9, it were the Wheelers of Audubon shutting out Cam 66-0. As we said just prior to this, Booyer Valley defeated Glidden-Ralston 34-6. The Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders shut out Griswold 72-0. And our Weaver gets a big win over the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 60-24. And we also have one more score.
We do.
Yes, it was the Iowa Hawkeyes defeating Rutgers Scarlet Knights 38-28.
Good win for the Hawkeyes if you're an Iowa fan. And guys, I mentioned it a little bit ago, we heard from Coach Rowett about a half hour ago or so and talked about their loss tonight. But Carroll, you're looking at them 1-3 right now, have not played district play, but they've got a really good rushing attack, and they're going to be tough to stop as soon as district play opens next week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you go back and look, their three losses were to 4A schools.
Mm-hmm.
Gilbert, Spencer, and now Lewis Central. So, you know, so they're playing up a class, you know, and to play right with somebody that's up a class, that speaks a little bit of, you know, how good maybe the Tigers could be. And yeah, you're right. Their running attack sounded like it was in prime form tonight.
Yeah, and Coach Rowett said it in the interview. They're right there. I mean, they're that close to being an undefeated football team. It's just those little things that they need to go in their favor to get them over the hump. And you know, hopefully they can set the tone next week with a game against Harlan.
It's going to be a big homecoming game, too, so you're going to have all the distractions of homecoming, a perennial power in Class 3A, and Harlan coming to town, but I think Carroll and Coach Roeder have those kids ready to play. I want to talk about Ikea Manning for a little bit. Despite the loss tonight, they hung right with, I think, what everybody thought might be the district favorite in Woodbury Central. They lose 21-14 on the road, but you got to like what you saw from the Wolves tonight, hanging with the ranked team in Woodbury Central.
Yeah, even with the loss, Coach McCarville was happy with the way his team played. He just, I think he gave a lot of credit to Woodbury Central. He thought that their defense really set the tone and held Manning could never get the running game going tonight, and that's what was most disappointing for Coach McCarville. He said they had to pass with the ball a little more times than they needed to, but he says he credited that all to Woodbury Central's defense. He said their linebackers were better than they thought they were. They had a couple defensive ends that were really good, and so they really shut down an IKM Manning team that likes to run the ball and couldn't run the ball tonight. But Coach McCarville was happy with the most of the effort for the game, and his team will bounce back.
We got one last coach we got to talk to, Jim, and you had the chance to talk to him a little bit. Brian Case of South Central Calhoun. They pick up after dropping two straight games, a good win on the road, especially after with everything that's happened up there the last week or so. But they get a really nice win over South Hamilton, 35-14. What did Coach say? It sounded like he was probably pretty happy with how the boys played.
Yeah, he was really pretty happy. He says, you know, they just need to kind of get everything just going at the right time, and you know, just build some momentum and get things, a few things squared away a little bit better, and he's feeling very positive about their improvement that the kids have made.
We will hear from Brian Case of South Central Calhoun when we come back on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show. With me on the phone right now is a victorious South Central Calhoun coach, Brian Case. The Titans, fresh off a 35-14 victory over South Hamilton. Congratulations, coach. And I know, you know, we were talking here before, you don't have any stats, so we're going to talk in a lot of general stuff. So offensively, how did things go tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, thank you so much initially for the win here. 1-0 in district play now. You know, we went through those first three non-district games at 1-2, and we kind of stubbed our toe a little bit. And we didn't really know what our kids were made of until we showed up here tonight. And I'll tell you what, in the first half, we played lights out in our first district game against South Hamilton here. We were up 21-0 at the half, and it probably should have been 42-0. But we didn't make good on some of our other opportunities. But you know, our kids took a step forward. I thought we did a great job. We moved the ball on the ground. We moved the ball through the air. I think Cade Higgins had maybe close to 200 yards tonight. And spreading the ball out an awful lot and doing a really nice job for us. So, you know, I tell you, I think that all phases of the game took a step forward tonight, but we weren't perfect.
Well, hey, you know what? You know, you get your first district win, which is now is when the games really matter. So, you know, that's a good thing. Let's talk defensively. How did defensively go tonight?
Defensively, again, in the first half, I thought that we played lights out. I mean, we were actually the aggressor. We were making things happen defensively, and just kind of dictating what was happening. I think we gave up one first down in the entire first half. But we came out in the second half, and for whatever reason, we came out flat. South Hamilton got the ball back the first possession of the second half, and they went right down the field, and they scored on us. And it just seemed like we were just playing, you know, lethargic. We were just catching everything. We weren't attacking like we were in the first half. And, you know, we had to make sure that we were answering every single time that they scored with our offense as well. But defensively, I thought initially we had a great game plan coming in. Really excited football, and they were getting after it. So we got to find a way to play four full quarters, and if we can do.
All right, we're back, Brian. Sorry, a little technical difficulties. We were talking defense, keep explaining what we were talking about.
Well, just defensively, you know, like I said, if we just find a way to play four full quarters, I think that we could have a pretty special football team. But right now, for whatever reason, we just kind of lose track of what's going on at times. It seems like we're just taking some plays off, and we can't do that if we want to be a really good football team. So even though we took a step forward tonight, there's still room for improvement.
Yeah, okay. So did you get quite a few of the kids get a chance to play tonight? Or
we did. We got through our JV tonight. We did not get everybody on, but we got through our first two levels.
Well, there you go. I mean, so you're starting to build some depth also. So, and the JV kids have gotten a chance to play, and how have they done so far?
Absolutely wonderful. The last couple of games and so forth, they've really come in and they've done a nice job offensively and defensively. Their execution is pretty spot on right now. And they're running hard, they're blocking hard for each other, and they're just doing a great job that way. So that's nice to see for the future as well.
All right. Hey, I see you get to host Emmitsburg next week. What do you know about Emmitsburg?
Emmitsburg is Emmitsburg. They're going to be top-notch. I mean, they're going to be really tough. We're thankful that they have to travel to our place. We get them at home. But it's going to be a huge district matchup for us next week. Hopefully our kids are ready to answer the call.
So do they still run the Twait hurry up, ready go?
Yeah, they do.
They do
it so well. I mean, they're so well schooled, so well coached, and their kids just buy into it, and they execute everything really well at a really high level. So we're going to have our hands full, but we're going to show up, and we're going to do our best.
And you know what? They've been doing it for a long, long time.
Long time, absolutely.
All right. Well, congrats on the win tonight, and good luck next week.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your time.
All right. That's been Brian Case from the South Central Calhoun Titans.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show as we have just wrapped up with our last coach of the night. That was Brian Case of South Central Calhoun as they pick up a big 35-14 victory. And guys, we'll run through the scores again for everybody as we're approaching towards the end of the show. But I want to talk about that South Central Calhoun win. That district right now between East Sac losing tonight. You got Manson Northwest Webster with a win. I think SEC's got them next week. SEC picks up a victory. But that Class 1A District 2, I think it's going to be wide open. It's going to come down to the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's South Central's, you know, got a good shot at it. They get Emmitsburg next week. So
right.
And you caught my little at him. I said, does Emmitsburg still run the same offense that they ran in the Dwayne Twait aid back a long time ago, and I mean they come running up that line
right,
and it's ready
right.
to go, and mm-hmm. and they're yep. you know half the time they complain that they're never set,
right? Yeah.
They're not
right.
set,
right?
But and he said, yeah, they still run it.
It's a hard offense to play against because you don't know who gets the ball.
No, and you know back in the day, Emmitsburg was tougher than nails.
Yep.
Running that.
And they've had some really good teams the last couple of years, too. I don't know what they've graduated the last couple of years, but I know they upset as district favorites last year to Manson, but I know they had a pretty good playoff run, and I know that they've been pretty good the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're going to be all right. So, but, you know, it's going to be a good district.
Yeah, it's another district that's going to probably go right down to the wire, go down on one of the final games of the year to decide those final playoff spots.
We are halfway through the high school football season, week 4 officially wrapping up. Carroll High going to play week 9, so after next week they'll be halfway through their season. We'll run you through the scores again throughout the area. We'll start in Class 3A District 6. Carroll loses on the road tonight to Lewis Central 35-34. Harlan picks up a win on the road against Denison Slushwick 28-0. It's Greene County at home all over Sadell 47-7. Atlantic beats Storm Lake 47-22. Des Moines Christian knocks off Creston 44-31 in a game that was played last night. Des Moines North beats Perry 32-13.
Okay, Class 2A District 2. Kemper Catholic celebrates a big homecoming victory tonight with a 43-22 win over OABCIG. Okoboji picks up a nice 10-7 victory over Spirit Lake. And Southeast Valley rolls over Esterville Lincoln Central 40-13.
All right, in Class 1A District 2, South Central Calhoun over South Hamilton 35-14. Manson, Northwest Webster gets past East Sac County 41-19. and Emmitsburg by a touchdown over Pocahontas Area, 28-21.
In Class A, District 8, Woodbury Central over IQ Manning, 21-14. Woodbury Central looking like the district favorite right now in that one. IQ Manning, though, played really well tonight. They still got a chance to make the playoffs with four teams coming out of that district to make the playoffs coming up towards the end of the season. West Sioux beats Akron Westfield 38-0. It's St. Albert over West Monona, 42-14. And then Loma gets by Westwood, 34-13.
Okay, 8-man District 9, a couple of our area teams with big shutouts tonight. Audubon continues to roll, moves to 4-0 with a 66-0 victory over Cam. Coon Rapids Baird shuts out Griswold with a big 72-0 triumph. Arweva, 60-24 over Xyra Elkhorn Kimmelton. And in the non-district matchup, Glidden Ralston falls to Boyer Valley, 34-6.
And, of course, we have to get the Iowa Hawkeyes with a 38-28 win over Rutgers.
We will step away, take a break. We will be back. We got a preview of next week coming up on the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show.
Big things are happening at Outlaw Graphics in Carroll. Outlaw Graphics is on the move, literally. They're excited to announce they've expanded into a brand new shop, bringing you more space, more capabilities, and even more ways to help your business, team, or your event stand out. From eye-catching vehicle wraps and commercial signage to custom apparel, if you want your logo on it, they can make it happen. Planning a special event? Make it memorable with personalized t-shirts, koozies, or hats designed just for you. Watch their new space come to life. Follow the excitement on Facebook at Outlaw Signs, Graphics, and Apparel.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that's been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936 in Carroll, Glidden, Coon Rapids, and Guthrie Center communities. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with a combined 97 years of experience. For more information, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
From bump, set, spike to the crack of the bat. At Motor Inn of Carroll, we love our high school sports, and we love the opportunity to support our local schools, athletes, coaches, and parents. Through the hard work of our kids, we get the enjoyment of watching and listening to their activities. Other life lessons, like teamwork and citizenship, help create outstanding young women and men we are so proud to sponsor. Good luck to all of our local sports teams from Motor Inn of Carroll.
Welcome you back to the New Way Auto Group, a scoreboard show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM, as well as KIKD Lake City. Carroll, we are going to preview next week's matchups here on the scoreboard show. I'll run you through our broadcast games that we have coming up in next week. Carroll going to have their homecoming as they open up district play coming up on Friday, September 26th. Next Friday, they will have Harlan. Pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7 on KCIM. That is with Mason and Nealon. Kemper travels to Southeast Valley next week. Pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7. That'll be on Kick 106.7 with Nick Brinks. And then our regional game, that will be over on 83.7 KKRL. We're going to have a big one, I think, there in Class 8-man District 9. Arweva going to be at Coon Rapids Baird. Pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7. Again, that'll be on KKRL. And I get the pleasure of going down to Coon Rapids Baird and calling it that a football game. Some of the other area games that we got across the area coming up next week, Emmitsburg at South Central Calhoun. That kicks at 7. Audubon at Fremont Mills. They're going to step out of district play. That kicks at 7. Cam at Glidden Ralston at 7 next week. And then South Hamilton at East Sac County at 7. And then Akron Westfield and IKM Manning all coming up at 7. Guys, some of the games that stick out to you guys coming up for next week.
I really think the game that you're going to get to call. Mm-hmm. You know, Jeff was saying that earlier, that he gave you a good game to do. No, I really believe that's going to be a really good game next week. What do you think, Todd?
Yeah, I agree. That could be the game of the week in the eight-man. It's got a lot of implications, but there's a lot of other interesting ball games I feel as well. You know, the Harlan at Carroll, how Carroll can bounce back, you know, with Harlan coming to town. Camper at Southeast Valley is an interesting ball game. You know, Southeast Valley picked up a big win tonight over Estherville Lincoln Central. So now that they get the Knights at home, Emmitsburg at South Central Calhoun, interesting ball game. Ikea Manning, Coach McCarville knows nothing about Akron Westfield. He'll find out more this week when he watches some film, but so he'll have to do that. Audubon at Fremont Mills. I mean, it's another could be a trap game for Audubon with Fremont Mills, a very good football team at home. Cam and Glidden Ross, implications. And then there are Weaver at Coon Rapids. So a lot of interesting games next week with a lot of implications on the line.
It's the way you want it to be going into week five of the high school football season. We'll find out more about a lot of our area schools, and especially Carroll getting into district play next week with Harlan, a team that they're very familiar with. I don't know when the last time was that they've been played each other for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
Yeah, it's been a few years, but they're two teams that are really familiar with each other. They play every year in almost every other sport, and they're going to be Hawkeye 10 foes here in the next couple
right,
of years.
Right.
But, that's going to be a really interesting game to me, especially with the rivalry aspect kind of in that ball.
Yeah, I know they play junior high athletic sports. I mean, because I just did a Harlan Carroll Middle School 8th grade football game this week. So, Harlan's Harlan. I mean, we all know
right,
that. But,
right.
Coach Rowe will have the boys ready, and especially with it being homecoming week and all the other activities. So it's just a matter of getting focused and going out and putting the foot down and going.
Yeah, Audubon Fremont Mills is going to be a good game as well, as Audubon will step out of district play next week.
Yep.
We'll run you through that schedule again real quick before we wrap up the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. Our broadcast games, Harlan at Carroll, pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7 on KCM with Mason Nealon. Kemper at Southeast Valley, pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7 on Kick 106.7 with the Nick Brinks. Emmitsburg travels to South Central Calhoun, kickoff at 7. South Hamilton at East Sac County, kickoff at 7. Akron Westfield will head to IK Manning with the kickoff at 7. Audubon steps out of district play. They go to Fremont Mills with the kickoff at 7. Glidden Ralston will host Cam Anita in a big game there in District 9. That kickoff again at 7. Then our last broadcast game of the week are Weaver at Coon Rapids Baird, pregame 6:25, kickoff at 7. KKRL with myself, Casey Miners, coming up for that one next week. And scoreboard show, Jeff Blankley going to take over. He'll be behind the mic, the main man behind the mic next week. And then we'll get Todd back in here. And Craig Lux on his birthday going to be in here next week with us for the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show. That'll wrap up tonight's show. And for week four, we'll see you next week for week five here on KCIM and Kick 106.7.
When you need to know, KCIM.